Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back. Hour number three here at Realside Radio. It's always a pleasure being with you good folks here at Realside Radio. Joe Messina will be back tomorrow night, but you can find his show and all of the good stuff, including this show, you can watch live at joemessina.com or therealside.com. We're talking tonight a lot about geopolitics, what is happening really here in the United States, because we're seeing something that I don't think we've seen before. There were some comments last night when I was watching the counter protesters fighting with the Hamas supporters in UCLA, and people were saying they haven't seen anything in Los Angeles like this, where police didn't get involved since 1992's Rodney King riots and everything that happened because of that. Maybe to a certain extent, but I think, you know, a lot of this falls on the responsibility of UCLA, the colleges, the governor, the institutions that have mollycoddled these terrorist supporters. Which, again, I was there on Sunday. I'm going to have a guest in the next segment who was there with me. We're going to be talking about this and what is happening right now, where, breaking news, officers with the LAPD's mobile field force equipped with riot gear have just marched from a nearby temporary operations center onto the UCLA campus as the dispersal of the pro-Hamas encampment continues to seem imminent. So stuff is going to go down tonight, folks. No matter where you are in the country, I'm sure you're going to be watching this live on most news broadcasts. There's a lot of kids, university students that have put their lot in with the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorists. Maybe we'll see some collateral damage tonight if they're stupid enough, these masked kids who have been indoctrinated by these agitators, get in the way. But my question to you, as we talk about this, and you were seeing this not just at UCLA, we saw it last night at Columbia, City University New York, and City College, I should say, in New York, and we're seeing it in Fordham, and we're seeing it in colleges all over the country. Isn't it really up to the leaders of those universities to shut this stuff down? And I'll give you a case in point. University of South Florida, they went in yesterday with tear gas. These kids were trying to set up tents in the middle of a quad at University of South Florida. And guess what happened? The police came in, told them, hey, you know what? You guys are breaking the law. You will be arrested. It's time to leave, kids. Get out now, because we're about to come in and you will be arrested. Tear gas was used. And of course, you know, these kids are putting up Palestinian flags. We saw that at UNC, North Carolina. This is not all college kids. Out of 30,000 students plus 30,000 plus students at UCLA, there's only 1,000 of these kids that are around. So it's less than 3% of the population, and many of them are just there for, you know, the the Facebook views or whatever they're using today, TikTok. Okay, I get that. But University of South Florida said, yeah, no, that ain't going to happen. I was watching University of Utah at Salt Lake a couple of nights ago. They were trying to put some tents down and set up an encampment at University of Salt Lake, or I should say University of Utah at Salt Lake. And the police from Salt Lake City came in and said, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. And they walked arm in arm and got rid of the kids. So UCLA in California's progressive values have said, oh, well, you know, we should let them act out and, you know, have their say and freedom of speech and all this nonsense. But what they're doing by putting an encampment in the middle of Royce Quad at one of the most, you know, center of the university, beautiful area between these two buildings. Again, I was there on Sunday. They have built out an encampment and taken over the university. What about the other 30,000 students that are there? They can no longer use the library. They can't walk through there. They were blocking students from attending classes. They were blocking students from going into the food hall. If you have the temerity to actually be Jewish at UCLA in Los Angeles, which has the second highest Jewish population in the United States next to New York, if you have the temerity to actually be Jewish and not put on a keffiyeh and support the terrorists that had destroyed your people not 6 months ago, then they wouldn't let you in to a class that you've paid for, your parents paid for. I mean, UCLA has allowed this to happen. And so when I talk about, of course, who's the fault here, it's the agitators and the pro-Hamas terrorists that are taking over universities all over the country. And partly the kids that are so dumb that they're just using TikTok to give them the news and this is all they're learning. But the adults in the room haven't showed up. UCLA, Columbia, and other schools that have allowed these encampments to fester say, oh, just let them be there for another week or two. It will blow in the blowout. No, it's getting worse. Breaking, per LAPD source, this is from Bill Malusian at Fox, LAPD has just gone into a citywide tactical alert as tensions build at UCLA campus. Large numbers of LAPD in riot gear now arriving on campus near the encampment. It's going to be an interesting night, folks. We're going to be back here after the break. We're going to be joined with somebody who was there at the rally on Sunday at UCLA, Rabbi Ron LaPaz. You may have heard him before. Fantastic guy, U.S. Air Force, and he runs the Valley Outreach Synagogue. We'll be back here after the break to talk with him.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Side Radio, folks. It's always a pleasure being with you here. Hour number three. My goodness, time has gone by so quickly. And if we're taking a look at global events as well as local events, we can see why things are moving very, very fast. And I'm very happy to have our next guest here, Rabbi Ron LaPaz. He is a senior rabbi at Valley Outreach Synagogue. And he actually, I believe, you were there on Sunday. I got to see you and spend a little bit of time with you at the council. counter-protest rally at the UCLA situation. What we're looking at right now, by the way, and I'm just as we're going through this, I'm just looking at updates. LAPD and LA Sheriff's Department riot officers are in front of the UCLA encampment and now have donned their face shields. So, Rabbi, it looks like stuff is about to go down. Tell us what your thoughts were from Sunday and what we're looking at now.
Well, yeah, of course, I saw you in that crowd, and thankfully it was a big crowd. And thankfully, as you and I saw, it didn't get violent, even though I heard there were a couple of incidents. I don't think it was a violent encounter. I think that certainly the anti-protester group, the group that was there not really to protest but to stand in solidarity with Jewish and particularly Israeli students, was there to sing and to praise this country and its staunch ally Israel, and to do no more than that. And I think that was achieved. You know, one of the things that really distressed me about something that did happen on Sunday and has happened since and prior to that on other campuses as well is Jewish students, on the basis simply of being Jewish, being denied passage on a road on campus or into a building. I mean, I shudder to think what there would be helicopters all over campus above, overhead, if that was a person of color. Not that Jews aren't people of color. In fact, 60% of us are. But just think about what dynamic it would have been and what the reaction would have been in the press and in the population of the city, and rightfully so, if somebody of another minority group, marginalized group as we're calling them, would have been ostracized, not allowed to pass into a building simply on the basis of their identity. We're living in an age of identity politics, the bane of the age, but at the same time, we've got to ask ourselves, why is it that certain identities are impervious and others draw our ire and our condemnation? So here I'm stunned. I'll tell you another thing that happened that isn't known to the press, only because this student is afraid to come out and say what happened. I was with a family who told me that their friend's daughter is a student at another campus. And what happened to her, she's a lovely girl, a freshman with a widely known Jewish last name. And I hope I'm not being too graphic, but you need to know the reality, and your listeners need to know, just on the basis of her being Jewish, nothing else. This is an introverted girl who's certainly not protesting or hanging posters. She came back to her dorm to find bloody sanitary towels all over her bed and left all over her belongings. Mm. Now, if that isn't, that doesn't constitute a hate crime, I don't know what does. This was so repulsive, so upsetting. And what also angers and upsets me as a parent as well, and as a Jewish person, and as a rabbi, is that this girl won't report that because she's afraid of consequences, of repercussions. That's a dangerous reality for our kids on college campuses right now. I'm hearing from parents who are saying, thank God my kid left. Thank God my kid graduated a year ago. You know, these are kids who, first of all, went through COVID. They weren't allowed access to classes for other reasons. But now on the basis of identity and the true marginalization of Jewish kids, particularly, of course, Israeli kids, but Jewish kids within their community on campus, is shocking. And to see the tenured professors on campuses, the best and the worst, all over our country, from the smallest, relatively unknown schools to the most magnificent that we're most proud of as Americans, are allowing this to happen, and professors are promoting it. I heard today about, I read about a professor at Northwestern who was, of course, in support of the pro-Hamas, I won't just say pro-Palestinian protest. But it turns out that his parents were leaders of two different terrorist movements.
Yeah, yeah, Weather Underground, which is the guy that apparently Obama looked up to. Bill Ayers, and Dawn was what's his wife's name? Anyway, yeah. So this is. I mean, you raised so many different issues here, and we talked about this earlier in the evening. And, you know, if you had the temerity to stop somebody because they were black or trans, you'd have a civil rights investigation, and the Department of Justice would be at UCLA tomorrow. So what is it about the Jewish question here as why there is a difference?
Well, I mean, I think there's a simple answer. I hate to sound patronizing. I know you and I know the answer. First of all, just to go back for a moment, you said that there would be an outcry if it was, let's say, a black student or a trans student. And so there should be. And you know who would have stood in front and behind that student in support of them? It would have been Jews. Mm-hmm. Because that's typically where we've been. We've been on the front lines of social justice. It's been synonymous with Jewish values. And in the 60s and ever since, we've certainly stood with the black community and said, your troubles are our troubles. We're going to stand alongside you, whether it was marching on Selma or just standing up for human rights and civil rights in this country consistently. So you ask the million-dollar or two-cent question, which is, why the Jews? We've asked that question in those three words many, many times. I think without question, and I can make a case for it, this is nothing other than anti-Semitism. This isn't students saying, we so well understand the realities of the Middle East that we can't stand, let's say, that human beings are being murdered in war or killed in war. That argument doesn't hold up. We can't stand that Muslims are being killed in war. That argument doesn't hold up. So what ultimately holds up? These are Jews. They're in another category in our society, as they always have been. So why do I say this? Why do I say I can make a case for it? And you, of course, can as well. Because they're not standing up for the hundreds of thousands of Muslims being killed by the hands of Muslim tyrants at the same time. So you have to ask yourself, why is this a special case? If it's really not about human loss and human suffering in Ukraine, anywhere in the world, in Sudan, in Syria, anywhere in the world, why does it matter so much when it's in the Gaza Strip? It can only be because of the perceived illegitimacy of the Jewish people. Dave, if I can add to that.
Yes, please.
I went to the Vatican right after October 7th. And I was there. One of my tasks was to commemorate the stealing, the kidnapping of Jews out of their homes and out of their beds in 1943. And I was there just about a week after October 7th. It was harrowing. And
I want to continue this because we're coming up to a hard commercial break with the news. But we've got absolutely important information here. Let's talk about it more. Rabbi Ron LaPaz will be right back after the break at Real Side Radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that President Biden has consistently condemned anti-Semitism. She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased Wednesday, standing at $3.66 a gallon. That's according to AAA. This price remains the same as a week ago, but is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in more than two decades since July. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Hey, welcome to the show, folks. Joe, we'll be back again tomorrow night. I'm always happy to stand in, and it is a good 3-hour solid that we've had so far. I'm delighted to be joined with Rabbi Ron LaPaz, who's a senior rabbi at the Valley Outreach Synagogue in Southern California. He's also a contributing writer for the Ventura County Star, the Jewish Journal, and the Pacific Coast Business Times. Rabbi, you know, you touched upon an issue in the last segment that I really wanted to expand upon today. USF senior Victoria Hinckley says that she was supposed to graduate this Saturday but was informed by the university that she's been suspended for helping plan yesterday's protests. So some schools seem to now be making people accountable. I know we've seen this in University of South Florida. There's other schools around the country as well. When we take a look at a school like UCLA, which I mentioned earlier in the show, is in the second biggest Jewish population in the country, Los Angeles. What is the differential here, do you believe, between leaders of UCLA and some of these other schools? They allowed this poison to fester, and we saw last night blow to a boil. And why do we not seem to have the leadership that is so necessary today?
Yeah, you're asking a great question. I think we have moral inadequacy on both sides of the aisle in terms of our political divide, and it's such a political divide. When we look at anti-Semitism exists in dangerous forms, virulent forms, on the left and the right. The far right and the far left meet somehow, you know, how that circular figure. At some point, they realize that they're bedfellows. That's one issue. I think in this case, when we're looking at academia, it's a left problem. When you look at, and I think it's proven by the fact that when you're looking as you did at red states, you're seeing governors and mayors. Today I heard different representatives of the state and chancellors that are saying, this will not happen on my watch. And what we're finding in actually liberal states, certainly California, but not only liberal states, but certainly in academia, which tends to be left-leaning or leftist, there we're finding people equivocating. There we're finding a dangerous absence of leadership. You know, we lived through, as I mentioned before, we know, a pandemic. And that was this organic being, something that we had to work out. What is this force and how do we combat it? This is a simple answer in our case. Right now what we're dealing with is an absence of leadership, absence of moral leadership and courageous leadership from the top to the bottom. From the White House, we're still waiting. Apparently we're going to get a statement next week. In the meantime, what's going to happen on our campuses and what harm is going to come to students of all backgrounds and identities, since that seems to matter a lot in this case. And then you look at the governors of state, my own state, California. I don't think I've heard Governor Newsom speak in weeks or months, certainly not on this issue at all. He's been silent, and that's got to tell you something about his concern about the impact on his votes, either as governor or potentially, he thinks, and some people say, as future president. So somebody is advising him to not say a word now. And then you come down to the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, who said little and late. And then you come to the chancellor of the university and universities across the board, or in many cases, in most cases, that are unwilling, unable, lacking the courage to say, this will not occur on my watch. Students will be protected. Access to education and facilities will be protected. There's no heroism in having ideas and a sense of history and a sense of the present that only fills this one side of a poster board, right, that you're holding in your hand. You don't have a rich understanding of history, as most of these kids don't, unfortunately. But instead, they're living in the world of intersectionality, the idea that if something looks like something else, it must be the same. So if evil is blue, and this happens to be blue or green or red or pink, then it must be the same. It's that kind of simplistic thinking that leads students to put their lives at risk. Another piece of protest I think that has to be considered is the intoxicating effect of protest. Mm-hmm. I think it's an open bar. And often in our 20s, we reach for the open bar, for that buzz of feeling so purpose-driven, even if we're afraid that if somebody comes to us with a microphone or a question, we'll fall apart because we don't actually have facts.
Yeah, as I did at a protest in college, somebody came up to me in the mid-1980s. I was against apartheid in South Africa because that was all the rage. And somebody came up to me with a microphone and asked me a question, and I just went, humada, humada, humada. I was there it was cool to be there. I happened to be on the right side of history at that point, lucky for me. But there's so many of these kids, and apparently 1,000 of, and I don't know if they're all college students, you can't tell, but apparently the crowd right now where you and I were standing just a few days ago, there are 1,000 people that are screaming at the LAPD, calling them KKK and shame on you. And yes, UCLA has over 30,000 students, so it's what, less than 3% of the population of that good university. But how is it that these kids have become so indoctrinated so easily? Is it social media, TikTok generation? We know that there are paid agitators from the likes of George Soros that have gone out and basically festered this through different organizations. But how are our kids become so pliable at this age?
Yeah, I think kids are pliable at that age. I think that's part of not having a fully developed brain and certainly not having experience of having walked in the world long enough. So you are persuaded by shiny objects, and this is certainly not to diminish true suffering that's happening in Gaza, as happened and will continue to happen in Israel and around the world. There is real suffering and death occurring because this is war. But this is very appealing if you're a student. And then if you go have a professor who says, let me explain in your math lesson, as we're hearing they're doing, or your economics lesson, or your history or gender studies lesson, I'm going to tell you how it all relates to the oppression by white Israel, which actually isn't white, of the Palestinians, which actually doesn't compare to the actual oppression of Palestinians at the hands of Palestinian leaders. When somebody holds a placard that says, Free Palestine, I want to take a pen and say, yes, I will hold that sign as well, as long as you write underneath, add the words, from corrupt Palestinian leadership. Give me the sign, I'll hold it, and I'll walk with you.
Free
but
Gaza from Hamas.
That kind of critical thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, free Gaza from Hamas. I'm all for it. I think that, you know, Israel hasn't been in Hamas, in Gaza since 2007. We gave up land in Gaza when left, and left to their own devices instead of becoming, and I think you and I talked about this once before, instead of becoming Singapore of the Middle East with beautiful beaches and five-star hotels and businesses and everything else, they've turned it into a terrorist, you know, camp with tunnels and billions of dollars going to the five richest Palestinians. And so you'd think that there would be some form of there'd be some form of rebellion from the people within. But you take a look at polls from the West Bank today, Rabbi, you take a look at polls from Gaza today, and if there was a free and fair election, Hamas would win handedly. So, I mean, how do you get to the point where you can actually have real leaders that can actually propel those people to have liberty and a better life when they're supporting this terrorist regime?
Yeah, it's tragic. You know, there are speakers, there are people within Palestinian society who are speaking quietly saying that we're terrorized by our own leaders, by Hamas. And they're clearly in the minority. You know, one thing, not to be... not to make a generalization, but sometimes they're useful, but power is very important in the Middle East, culturally and politically. And powerful leaders are essentially leaders that we want in our favor, right? Protecting us. I mean, that's part of the culture of the Middle East. Power is respected. And caving or equivocating or pandering isn't typically respected. That's why various American presidents have failed in the Middle East, because they thought that the best way to make friends of the Arab countries was to acquiesce and apologize and say, we've done great harm here, please forgive us. The reality is they've done equally great harm, if not greater harm, to nations, many of which you and I know historically weren't the same nations only about 100 years ago.
Rabbi, I don't know if you have to run. We're coming up to another commercial right now. We can certainly have you on again down the road. How's your evening?
Absolutely. Yeah, great.
Okay, so you can
stay on or see you next time.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron, and we'll definitely have you back on again. And folks, I'll be back for the final segment here at Real Side Radio. Thank you, Rabbi.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com.
and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Folks, it's always good being with you, and I've enjoyed talking with you and venting tonight, no matter where you are on the fruited plane. Joe will be back again tomorrow night here at Realside Radio, but I just want to finish with these thoughts, and it was something that the rabbi and I were talking about in this hour, and something that we touched upon in previous hours earlier tonight as well, and that is the idea that colleges and universities, unfortunately today, they are absolutely awash in Marxist ideology and the idea that tolerance for fascists and Nazi tactics and groupthink and lemming-like behavior by professors and presidents that just allow for these things that we're seeing on our TV screens the past couple of weeks at our universities that, remember, parents are paying $50, $60, $80, $90,000 a year for to get their kids in and become, quote-unquote, educated. We're now looking at what is chaos. This is not something that just began, though. This is the end product. This is something that has been going on for decades.
You know, for those of you that follow and understand our sociology that we're in, this started with the Frankfurt School back in the 1920s, and then a group of teachers and professors in the 1940s brought it from Germany to the United States, where they basically wanted to indoctrinate generation upon generation upon generation. And I believe that we are now truly at a critical mass, whereby, you know, Americans, what we're witnessing today is this virulent anti-Semitism. We're seeing 23 years now after 9/11, support for Islamic terrorism and this anti-Americanism at so many, not every, but at so many colleges and universities. 35 years ago, New York Times published an article. It was called "The Mainstreaming of Marxism in U.S. Colleges." And what it described was, despite the unmitigated failures and the collapse of Marxism around the world, Marxist ideas were becoming mainstream in American universities and colleges. And the Marxists in America, they understand, they recognize that traditional class conflict, that isn't going to work in the U.S. People believe in the United States that everybody's got a shot, that you're going to be upwardly mobile, that you may be born poor, that you can become rich. You can become rich and then become poor again. Many people do. And that didn't work in their favor. So they instead promoted one simplistic tenet, and that is the world is divided by, as what we were just talking about with Rabbi, between the oppressors and the oppressed. The oppressors, they must be absolutely overthrown by any means possible if there is to be a just and equitable society. And this was the blueprint, the oppressors and the oppressed. And, you know, listen, we all love to cheer on the underdog. Rocky was the movie of the year in 1975 for a reason. We love the underdog. So the key element for this strategy is to indoctrinate students to see every social relation, every aspect of what we're dealing with our relationships with others and groups and demographics as a lens of oppression and conflict. So, you know, you may ask, okay, so who's the oppressors and who the oppressed? The United States is by far the apex predator oppressor nation in the world. Look at all that capitalism. Oh, the Judeo-Christian that's underpinning it also is the oppressor. Oh, they founded slavery and colonialism. And the white race, particularly the white heterosexual, oh, they're unredeemable oppressors. Irredeemable. Jews, due to their societal success and religious traditions, family structure, understanding that hard work and study is what you need if you are going to succeed in this world. Well, they've always been the oppressors. And consequently, along with that, Israel, along with the U.S., again, the apex predator nations, and maybe all the oppressor nations of Europe and their indigenous populations. Race, it was also, you know, the history of African Americans. We know. And the history of slavery, which is a horrible thing, although slavery exists in many countries around the world today, has been manipulated by the Marxists, and that the nation itself is an irredeemable oppressor. African Americans, unfortunately, after a while, were essentially cast aside because this served their purpose. Many of them were doing well. And it wasn't any outward racial Jim Crow situations. People were being treated equally. So now we've got to expand the oppressed and, you know, go into gender ideology. You know, we're talking about race. And, okay, so that's obviously not a primary criterion. Women, they're included among the oppressed. But we're going to go with the gays and the lesbian community. And so virtually anyone not self-identified as a member of the white race was granted oppressed status. So in order to be considered among the oppressed, self-styled transsexuals, they became and was given unconditional oppressed status. And I'm telling you right now, down the road, maybe not so far, at the right time, so will pedophiles. Yeah. They're now called minor attracted people, MAPS. They can't help it. You think after September the 11th, you know, they were Islam, Muslims, they were dealing with what they was considered rampant Islamophobia. We heard of a few incidents. Yeah, there were a few idiots who are out there. Unfortunately, what happened was that beginning in the 1990s, Islamic factions from the Middle East saw an opportunity to take advantage of this mindless Marxist movement. And they successfully cast Palestinians as being tyrannized at the hands of the triumvirate, the holy triumvirate of the apex oppressors, Israel, the Jews, and the United States, and Palestine, the Palestinians. There is no Palestine, never has been. The Palestinians instantly became the cause celeb on college campuses. So we're looking at this through the lens of history to say how we, where we came from and where we are today. But the indoctrination of the students is underlying this ongoing chaos at America's colleges and universities. But the presidents and the faculty, who are cowards and they're all lockstep in groupthink, are not preventing this from happening. I mean, we saw what happened in COVID-19. The lemming-like reaction where they were all wearing masks and they had to shut people out of classes and even outside. It revealed the depth of their absolute 100% cravenness in the face of adversity. When I take a look at what's happening right now, and the story isn't over, it's far from it, and we may see some violence tonight at UCLA. Okay? The colleges have received over $1.1 trillion from government and non-governments funding sources, making college education the third largest revenue collecting entity in the nation. Colleges. And that's only third after federal and state governments. And of that amount, American taxpayers contribute about $260 billion in the form of direct payments, grants, investments, loans. So the only means of forcing America's colleges and universities to stop promoting Marxist ideology and cease tolerating threats and violence on their campuses is we need to reduce their revenue. $1 trillion, $1.1 trillion these institutions receive. All federal and state funding should be severely, severely held back, curtailed, and eventually eliminated. If our nation's colleges and universities, and thus our kids that we're paying to go to these institutions, are not drastically reformed, then the U.S. is facing a very dark, bleak future in the light of the education America's future leaders are and will continue to receive. They're going into our organizations of corporations, they're going into our media, and most importantly, they're going back to the institutions where they've been taught this bilge, and they're teaching new generations of it. We've got to stop it, and we've got to stop it now. And this is the moment. Folks, thanks for joining us tonight. Joe will be back again tomorrow. It was a pleasure. Thanks, everybody at GCN, for your support over the years. And I'll be back again down the road. Take care. God bless. Good night.